Hey, folks, before we get started with the homemade broadcast this week, I just wanted to tell you quickly about NTT Fitness and NTTFitness.com. That is a full health mecca. I tell you what, located in Pinellas Park, you got group fitness classes, you got a gymnasium, you got people that will hold you accountable for your own fitness goals, and they have an excellent meal prep service. Now, I know you can cook your own food. I get it. You know how to do it. Wouldn't it be nice to have some variety, though, and it's delivered right to your door? You can get your entire Sunday back. You don't have to worry about it. It shows up on Sunday night, and then you just put it in the fridge, and you got food for the week. It is awesome. I've been using it for a few weeks, and I absolutely love it. I want you to try it out. Use code LEVELUP15. That's the homemade broadcast code at checkout, and you'll get 15% off your first order, NTTFitness.com. All right, let's start the show.
Beach Drive, Rob Park, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCentP.com. RadioCentP.com presents the homemade broadcast.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, it's Kevin Nealon, and you're listening to the homemade broadcast. Yeah.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Homemade broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioCentPete.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the show. 813-693-2124 is a voice and text line. HMBRadio.com is the website. Make sure you check that out because I got, I promised myself that I was going to use my time in a better way. Instead of just playing on the computer, I was going to do stuff while I was playing on the computer. And I've delivered on that promise to myself. And if you like me at all, then you're going to benefit because there's content on HMBRadio.com now. There's blog posts, local news. There's I even did an extra mini podcast last week that was I overshared quite a bit. I had a troubling experience in my personal life that was freaked me the hell out, man. And I was not in a good mental place the past few weeks. And I think my work suffered because of it. So I overshared a lot in this podcast. I did it on my, I do this car time segment on the show now because I spend a lot of time traveling to work and stuff. So again, trying to use my time in a better way rather than just listening to other people talk or you know, listening to music or whatever. I mean, that's good too. You got to have some leisure time and you have to get out of your own head, but I don't know. I just feel better doing stuff. So I'm going to try to do at least one extra podcast a week, if not more of these things. Usually they're going to be in the car. I'm going to invest in some sort of iPhone microphone. I don't know though, because I've tried these before and I don't even think I don't notice any difference from just the iPhone mic. If you listen to that podcast and it was, I was concerned that maybe it wasn't like legible in an audio sense. Like you could probably hear it, but it probably sounded weird. I don't know. I hope it sounded okay. Let me know. 813-693-2124. Those are called the HMB Sides podcasts. I used to do those when I did a lot of interview-based shows, and if it was going well with the person and I wanted to talk to them longer, I would do like some extra time and put them on the podcast feed. But my schedule now is a little more hectic than it used to be, so I don't really get a chance to have the comedians in and artists and stuff like I used to. But so the HMB Sides is now going to be just extra whatever. Like the last one I put out was 10 minutes, you know, it's easy to listen to, quick. And, you know, I hope they're enjoyable. I don't know. I'm just trying stuff out, seeing what works. So check those out. And they're only available at hmbradio.com or on the podcast feed that you can get. If you search HMB Hotel Mike Bravo Radio, all one word, there's a hashtag in there. But if you just put HMB Radio, it pops right up. Hit the subscribe button. Share them, retweet them. If you like them, give it a 5-star rating on iTunes or wherever you're listening to them at. I was putting them on YouTube, but YouTube is so good. Like the algorithms can pick up if you use any sort of like music and stuff. They know it, and then they'll demonetize your video. So I just screw YouTube. I still put them on there, but I don't list them. And maybe at some point I'll start doing some sort of video content. I'd like to do. There's a lot of things I want to do. I'm just limited by my capital that I have right now. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen in the future. But if I ever start doing video podcasts or whatever, they'll be on there. HMB Radio, you can just find on YouTube. Like I said, I'm not really active on there. But if you want to follow it, just in case something starts to happen. I mean, the phones are so good now that you can really, I mean, just do them from there. And then you could hook the phone into a mixer, you get good audio, boom. You got yourself a decent recording. But also, hmbradio.com, I'm doing blog posts as well, and I'm not just, you know, ranting on there. I actually have news that goes out, local stuff that's in the Tampa Bay area that maybe doesn't get picked up by, you know, even the smaller outlets down here. Just goofy stuff. Like, I had a story about Timmons, the first base coach for the Rays. He had this cool, they were up in New York a few weeks ago, and he timed this guy chugging a beer. It's kind of dumb, but I thought it was kind of neat, too. I always like that when they interact with fans like that. And so that was a story up there. And we talked about USF getting Alabama down here in a few years, the Crimson Tide. So they're going to be down here in a few years. Talked about that. And then I put up a story a few days ago about a manatee mating pod, which they basically just have giant orgies. That's how they do things. They're sick freaks. And you can read about that and watch the video if you're into that sort of thing. I didn't film the video, but it was an overhead shot from a helicopter. I didn't get that investigative with the manatee orgy. But you can read about that and watch the video over at hmbradio.com/news. Explore the site a little bit. I'm just trying to put more stuff out there. So be sure to check that out. And I thank you for doing so. HMB Radio is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa, T-R-U-V-Y, salonandspa.com. Chrissy Parker down there cutting hair, doing nails. She's doing all this stuff, man. And she is really, really good at it. I follow her on Instagram, and she puts up all these beautiful salon styles of these ladies. But you can, if you're a man, you can get your hair cut there too. No shame. She'll happily do that for you. So visit her and make your appointment today at TruvySalonAndSpa.com. Their address is 8908 4th Street North, Unit B. I don't know if she takes walk-ins or not, but I'm sure if you walked in there, she could figure something out for you. The story I pulled this week I got a big kick out of was, I don't know what it is about Florida. I think I did a little bit of research on this a while ago. Like, there's always just zany stuff that comes out of Florida, wild crap that always seems to be happening in Florida. I heard that's because we have a very open, like, police logs and stuff are totally available to the public. They're just, like, by public request, you can get these things. And I think they're not as liberal with those things in other states. So I think that's what – I don't think it's any crazier here. It's just more – we have more information here, so we find these crazy stories. But a Florida man calls 911 to brag after fleeing a traffic stop. No cop can catch me in my Hyundai Elantra. That thing is fast, he said. A St. Johns County man has been arrested on multiple charges after deputies say he fled a traffic stop, and then he called to brag about it. Nicholas Jones, 19, was arrested on May 5th for reckless driving, fleeing, and eluding, and misusing 911 and a violation of probation after doing a burnout during a traffic stop and then calling to ask 911 why he hadn't been caught yet. According to the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office arrest report, a deputy was trying to pull over the white Hyundai for a traffic stop when he just took off, squealing his tires and speeding out of the parking lot on South Woodlawn Street. Roughly an hour later, he called 911, and he asked what was going on. We have audio from his 911 call. I'm sure he's rational. Let's see.
911, where's the traffic station?
Yeah, I want to know, so, like, I ran from a cop, like, 30 minutes or an hour ago. I was the guy over there off of Kings Estate. Like, what do we pay you guys for? Like, I've driven past four cops.
And what do you mean you ran from a cop?
I mean, he turned his lights on me and got behind me, and as he was walking up to my door, I did a donut around him and left.
Okay. So you want to now see the officer, or what is your question?
My question is, I'm assuming he put an APB out or has someone looking for my car. But, like, he definitely got the plate number. But
okay.
I passed, like, four cops just driving around. Like, what are you guys doing?
Well, we're working on mini calls, sir.
You gotta appreciate the balls of this young man. But he's a complete dummy because using investigative techniques, as they say, what, star 67, calling him back and asking him where he lived? St. Johns County deputies were able to track down the phone to a person named Nicholas Jones, who was wanted for a warrant for a separate incident. A day later, deputies were made aware of a car with the same tag number traveling in the area, and the vehicle was found in front of a clothing store where Jones was taken into custody. When Jones, when he was asked why he ran, deputies said that he said nothing. Oh, he smiled, but said nothing. When asked why he would call 911 to gloat about it, Jones said, "That cop had no right to stop me. I saw him turn his lights and sirens on, and I was going to stop, but I didn't want to." Hey, you know, sometimes you don't want to. Deputies are also advised that Jones later stated that he ran because he thought it would be fun. Deputies told Jones that the cop who attempted a traffic stop did not have his tag number and that they were only able to arrest him because he called in to 911. "That's funny, so I told on myself," Jones asked, according to the arrest report. "No cop can catch me in my Hyundai Elantra. That thing is fast."
You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.
This week on Car Time. Car Time is where I'm traveling and I'm talking. And this week I talked about my little trip that I had to South Florida this past week for Memorial Day and the things that I had learned on my journey. So let's check this out. Some wisdom that I can share and other tidbits on Car Time, only on The Homemade Broadcast.
You learn a lot from traveling. I don't get to travel very often because I am poor and I work many jobs. But I got to get a chance to get out of Dodge for a few days. Leave a paradise that I live in to go to a slightly worse paradise in the Fort Lauderdale, Miami area. Actually, it was a lot cooler than I thought it was going to be. Not cooler as in the temperature, but I've been to Miami half of my life ago, and I hated it. It was terrible. But now it's pretty nice. I went to the Wynwood District and saw all the murals. It's like St. Pete on steroids. It's but very similar. That region is very... You get the same vibe. Also feels like you're in another country and you might get robbed down there, but you won't. Great time. Great hang. I had to stay in a room with two other of my friends, two males, and there was two beds. So we had that situation of, what are we going to do here? And one thing I learned on this trip is that air mattress technology has advanced pretty good. I drew the short end of the stick. I had to sleep on the air mattress. It was fine. It was as comfortable as... It's like diet bed. It's 90% like Diet Coke. Regular Coke. You got regular bed, air mattress, diet bed. It was pretty damn comfortable. I was so afraid that my back, I was going to not be able to move the next day. No, it was great. I'm pretty sure you could even have intercourse on one of those beds, and it wouldn't be that too uncoordinated. I was very impressed with the air mattress technology. It was tough, though, with three guys. It's, you know, one of us has irritable bowel syndrome. Believe it or not, it's not me. I'm a mess inside, dead inside. The things that come out of me are abysmal. The other guy's not much better. So it's just stinky. I wish I would have packed a candle or a book of matches or something. One of the guys, he goes, oh, I need to use the facilities here. I'll be right back. So he's in the bathroom for a little while. We know what he's doing. And he comes out and leaves the door open. And I go, dude, what are you doing? And he goes, what? It doesn't smell. It doesn't smell? You are the only person in the world whose poo doesn't smell. Unreal. We come to find out that it smells terrible. It's like when you smoke cigs, you don't know that you reek of cigs, you know? And then somebody smells you and they go, oh my god, you reek like cigs, dude. And this was the same situation. He was accustomed to it. He was in that poo. So he couldn't register that it was a little bit on the stinky side. And it just reeks up the whole rest of the room. I thought it was a resort. So I was like, do we have a suite or something? Are we going to have a couch? Because maybe I just crash on the couch. I don't really want to do that. Because I'm 34 years old. And I feel like I should have a bed. But, you know, it's easier than setting up a damn air mattress. Whatever, I'll just crash on the couch. This room is tiny. And we had to, like, move around the furniture to fit this air mattress in there. Everybody's farting. You know, you reek. You're not really... Your hygiene kind of goes out the window a little bit. I didn't shower for the first 48 hours. And I'm a clean individual. I shower up. I take, most of the time, two showers a day, which is too many. You shouldn't take that many showers. It's bad for you. But I like to be clean. I got the OCD stuff. And, yeah, the first 48 hours you don't shower. It's just, everybody's just, it's hot. It's South Florida. It's, you know, Florida here, it's hot as hell. So everybody just reeks. So that was a bad thing. I would definitely bring a candle. And, you gotta bring your own, like, bar of soap. They give you this tiny little bar of soap. Shower gel? I don't want to use shower gel. Shower gel? No. Just give me a bar of soap. I'll clean myself with that. I like when my skin's dry. I like when it's damaged. It feels clean. That's what I want. What else did I learn about traveling? It must be tough being staff, like service for... I don't like people waiting on me anyways. It feels weird. I can do it myself. And you gotta tip everybody at these places because you're on vacation and you must be wealthy if you're staying at a resort. So every time somebody does something for you, you gotta tip them. So I'm like, I don't wanna. I'll just wait. You know, I won't take a shower today. I'll wait till they refresh the towels tomorrow, so I don't have to have call somebody up while they give me a towel, and then I gotta throw them a fiver for bringing me a towel. Yeah, I'll just wait. I can't afford that. That adds up over time. This poor guy. We didn't tip the cleaning lady either. I felt really bad. But that, you don't have to look her in the eye at the end, because we just didn't have the cash. Nobody carries cash on them anymore. So we didn't have the cash to tip these people. But the poor doorman, I called because we had a bunch of luggage and stuff. We wanted to take it on a cart. And my plan was, I'll take care of it. Just leave the cart. I'll pack up the vehicle myself. And this poor guy, he comes up with the cart. You ready to check out? I go, yeah, just about. We're just wrapping up here. You just leave that, and I'll take care of it. Thank you very much. He goes, I can't do that. You can't do that. I'm sure it's a liability thing. I get it. If I hurt myself or push it into some kid, then the hotel's responsible for it. But God damn it, let me just do it myself. I'm an adult. I know how to push a cart and not hit somebody with it. You don't have experience with the cart. I know how to drive the cart. It's easy. So this poor guy, like, oh, okay. And I'm grimacing because I know we can't give this guy anything. We don't have anything. And he takes a lot of care putting all our stuff in this cart. And he takes it down to the car. And I assumed, I was hoping that he was just going to have it down there. And and then I could pack it up myself so I wouldn't feel as bad. Nope. He got the car. He got the valet to get the car. He packed up the car while we were coming down. So when we got down there, we were ready to go. We were ready to just hop in and go. And he did a beautiful job packing this trunk for us. And it was just a mortifying moment when we knew we had nothing for this man. And all I could do was say, thank you very much, sir. I really appreciate that. And he's kind of, you know, they're waiting around, waiting for his tip for packing up the car. And I got in the car and I shut the door, and all the two other guys did as well. And then I think Dan, he's looking up where we're going. So he's sitting there looking at the map, and I'm like, just God, please, Dan, just pull away, pull away, pull away. We have to look at this guy. And then we're talking about this, like, oh my God, this is horrendous. I feel so bad. And Dan was like, well, I might have had a few quarters in here. First of all, we didn't know, is that insulting if you give the guy change? But if that's all you have, it's the only thing you can do. And I think he probably would have cupped his hand and took it if that was what was available to him. But, and then we're like, well, what's worse? You know, Dan thinks he has change, and then turns out he doesn't. So what's worse? Like, like, hey, I think I might have something. Nope, sorry. That's what you do to bums. You don't do that to people who are putting your luggage away and wrapping it up gently for you and making sure you're getting the most space out of your trunk to pack this thing. This guy packed it. We couldn't get, when we were doing it ourselves, we had stuff in the back seat, in the trunk. This man knew what he was doing. I don't even know his name. And I still feel, it's still mortifying to me that guy did such a great job and I wasn't able to compensate him for that. You know, he gets a paycheck from the hotel, but I'm sure it's menial. You know, those guys, they all work on tips because that's the way our stupid system works. We have to pay the workers that work at the place. I kind of like that system in Europe where it's just included in a bill. I'd rather do that. Just put it in the bill, because that way I can put it on my debit card and it's just included. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to feel guilty. It's just in there. Add it to the price. That's how much it costs. Fine. If you're going to pass the buck on to me, pass the buck on to me. Don't make me scramble for change to give this guy. Oh my God. What a nightmare. So yeah, traveling. Somebody asked me when I got back, like, we did the bumbling thing down there. I don't know why. It's not like I had any time to potentially meet anybody on this thing. What was I going to do? Ask some girl to come up to my inflatable air mattress? Yeah, that's not going to work. Like I said, I probably could have done it. It would have been fine. You know, the structure of the air mattress itself would have held up. But, it's not a good look. I just knew that wasn't going to happen. But, you know, you're so curious. Just to see what's out there. It's fishing. Fishing for people. And I got one message from a woman that said, "Can I see your D?" And I was like, well, that's not a woman. You can... I mean, it was a woman in the pictures. But I think I figured it out. Some of these people do is... they just get pictures of chicks, and it's really gay dudes, because they like collecting pictures of straight men's penises for their own sexual deviancy. Pretty sure that's what's going on. Like, that dude, that YouTuber, got in trouble for that. That guy that was the first male cover girl, he was flying dudes out, straight guys, but they were kind of interested in him. He is very feminine looking. And they were like, I don't know, maybe these straight guys were like, oh, maybe I bi or maybe I'm gay or something. I don't know. And they would talk to these guys online, and then he would fly them, you know, like, hey, come visit me. And, you know, I'm in Austin, Texas or whatever. I'll buy you a plane ticket. Come out and visit me and stay with me. And these dudes would take him up on that offer, and then he would kind of guilt them into having gay sex with him. He liked the fact that they were straight or, you know. Well, I guess if you're having sex with a guy, you're not straight. But he liked the idea of these supposed straight men, you know, taking their gay virginity or whatever, and he got accused of being, like, a rapist. Kind of true. But also, you know, it's like that old adage, if you go on a date with a chick and you take her to a nice dinner, you know, you have to put out. That's the way it was. Now, of course, you don't have to, but... that's the way, you know, you kind of presume that's how it's going to go. Not that you should, okay? I'm not advocating for this. I'm just saying, I'm sure you've heard that saying before. Like, oh, you're going to have to put out if he gets you a nice dinner. Kind of the same thing. Like, you're going to meet a gay dude who's into straight guys, and he buys you a plane ticket and a hotel and stuff. You're going to have to do an HJ to him, at least. It's the right thing to do. It's like the man with the tip, you know? I'm sure he felt the same way that this gay man who's a predator to straight men felt. He's like, come on, man, I packed your car up, hook it up. Same deal, same concept.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCP.com.
813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBRadio.com is the website. And that was car time. I hope you found that reasonable. Before we get started with the clip from Stay Woke from earlier this week, I want to say thank you very much to HomemadePodcasts.com. HomemadePodcasts with an S.com is a media consulting company. If you're interested in podcasting, whether you're an individual, have no way to start, don't know where to begin, I can help you. Or if you're a business that wants to reach new and existing clients through the medium of podcasting, it's growing every year. That's what I'm here for. Visit homemadepodcasts.com now to get a consultation, or leave a voicemail or text message on the HMB radio line at 813-693-2124. I've said it so many times and I just confused myself. That is unreal. Unbelievable. I think that's it. Pretty sure. I should probably look that up. What if I'm just giving out the wrong number and I don't even realize it? That poor person on the other end. So this week on Stay Woke... Stay Woke is a radio program I host with co-host with Anna Hummel on 102.5 The Bone here locally in Tampa Bay, thebononline.com. And you can download The Bone app. Just search 102.5 The Bone in the Google Play or iTunes Store. Get the app. You can get Stay Woke on demand because it's on at midnight. And that's pretty late. And you probably have a real job and a family and people that you care about and love and want to spend that free time with. So why stay up late night for a radio show that's, you know, an hour long? You know, you can just get it at your convenience, plus all the other great local live talk radio throughout the day, from Mike Calta, Drew Garabo, Roger and JP, Soul Brother Kevin, the Johnny B Show. So many good shows on that. So get that, and you can get them at your leisure. This week on Stay Woke, Anna and I talked to a kid named Matt. And Matt, he's got a problem. He's got a porn addiction. Porn addiction is one of the biggest problems I think young men are facing now. It's so accessible. It totally warps your brain. And I'm not here to preach to you because I can't. I can't practice what I preach here. Not going to lie, I've seen pornography before. I made an effort to slow way down on it, just like booze, porn, all that stuff. It's fine in moderation, but you can't go overboard with it. And video games, that's another thing all these kids are having problems with now. So we had a story about sex addiction, and we wanted to know if it was real or not. Like, is that a real thing, similar to alcoholism or drug abuse or whatever you can be addicted to? And Matt called in, we talked to him a little bit. So let's hear this clip from Stay Woke and Matt and his porn addiction.
What's up, Matt?
No much. You guys were talking about sex addiction and addiction, excuse me, and you're saying if it was a real problem
mm-hmm.
or not. Anyway, so the point is, I would say it is a real problem only because I do, I experience from it.
Do
personally.
You?
Yeah,
okay.
Not, it's really more, when you're talking about sex, you're talking about just physical sex, because for me, it's really more about porn.
Oh,
that could be. That's sex addiction. Because this guy was masturbating.
Yeah.
He wasn't banging someone in the bathroom.
It's definitely like in the same realm, mm-hmm. like in the same slice of the pie.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Well, so what I started to do, I don't really do therapy or any of the other BS, right? Okay.
Sounds like you know how to get help, but go ahead.
Well, I figured, right, if that's the case, because what this porn addiction has done is nothing really kind of like makes me happy with porn anymore. Like, I've watched everything that you could think of, and it just doesn't do it for me anymore.
Can I ask
right?
you when you started watching porn? Was it pretty young?
11, yeah.
Okay. 11. That's pretty young.
Damn.
Okay, go ahead.
Like watching or laughing at it? Because I remember looking at porn, too, at that age, but it was more funny than anything.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of porn are you looking at? Like a magazine or?
Oh, yeah, magazine. Like, the internet was around at that point. You could get, like, photos. They didn't have videos and stuff on the internet, really. But it was just kind of like, I remember just looking at it and giggling
with my
friends.
It was naughty, like, it was dirty.
Yeah, you knew it was something you weren't supposed to be doing.
Yeah. But for you?
Yeah, it was really 11. It wasn't really laughing or anything, you know, similar to it. It was really serious where, you know, mm-hmm. the hormones. You get
you were into
anyways,
it.
Anyways,
yeah.
So the point is that instead of, you know, trying to avoid it and, you know, put it away and quit cold turkey, I'm actually deciding to actually get into it more. So what I decided to do was I'm actually becoming a director, an amateur director for porn. As I go, I decided what I wanted to do into that direction was to actually, I always wanted to direct, always wanted to write, I always wanted to produce and all that thing. With that. So that's
it's like you took your problem and you're like, how can I monetize this? Like,
wait, you want to write? Like, you're writing scripts for porno? Do they still do that?
Yeah. I mean, well, I started.
He said he's a director.
All right. Well, the thing is, you got to keep it simple, right? And because it's really going to be a one man mission right now, I'm going to try to find some girls that's going to, you know, come along and whatever the case may be.
Are you going to be acting in these porns?
No.
All right.
No. I don't want to. I mean, I could, but I really don't want to.
What does that mean?
Are you going to enjoy your work after, like, record it and then just watch it and masturbate to it?
Because the girls and also because it's your work?
Well, the thing is, I don't know, because it's going to desensitize. Like, right now, like, when I'm watching porn and I'm breaking it by, like, couple minutes, like, at a time, you know, it's just not, like, as enjoyment because now I'm actually treating it as work and whatever the case may be is because this is something that I want to do. And this is something I might not do, you know, like permanently.
Okay.
Because I do want to get into like better stuff where I want to have like my own TV show one day.
All right. Well, let me ask you this, Matt. How many times mm-hmm. do you masturbate a day on average?
Honestly, it depends on the day. But if I was going to go ahead and give you an average, let's say I'm not working, I'm just lying down, you know, like whatever, like all day, just sleeping in.
All right.
I would say at least 10.
Well,
10.
What the hell?
Yeah.
How old are you? How old are you, Matt?
I'm 21.
Oh, okay. That's why. That makes
sense.
10 times,
though? 10 times?
I probably got 10 in a day when I was 21.
Jesus Christ, dude.
If you're like at home sick or something, have nothing to do, then you can, you know.
I'm thinking 3-4 tops, but 10?
No, that's nothing. Like,
but that's, 3-4, you said this is an average.
Just me in a shower.
Oh my gosh, just you in a shower 3 or 4. How long of showers do you take?
Well,
4 minutes.
After work, like I get tired and whatever the case may be. So like I like to lie down. I like to just sit and I'll just be like on my phone.
In the shower?
Just kind of like the
on
water
your phone
run.
In the shower?
I'm being honest with you guys.
Dude, no, I know. I appreciate your honesty. I'm concerned about you because I don't know if this strategy is good for you. Like if you really do have a problem, I don't think any doctor is going to be like, you know what you should do? Just steer into it. I think they're going to tell you, to, like, you need to get on some sort of program or
whoa,
something.
Whoa, can we just talk about you using your phone in the shower?
I do that.
How?
I think I'm breaking my phone, though.
That's you should not be putting your electronics in the water.
I didn't really realize.
I know it's going to happen.
No, it's not in the water. It's their little shelf on the shower. I've been listening to podcasts. You put it on there. I got the little case, the
Why
leather case.
Why can't you just put it outside of the shower?
Because I can't
Why
hear
you
it.
It?
I have to be able to
no,
hear it.
No.
All right.
You can't put it on the outside.
Listen,
what you're doing is
you do you. I get it. I understand you're not putting it under the water, but still, I just don't like.
It.
Yeah, definitely
you're
not good for
you're
it.
You're holding it with your left hand.
All right. Okay. All right.
Yeah, we know.
Disgusting.
You need. So wait, have you ever been to a doctor for this addiction?
No. See, I really come to kind of like grips of it more that I'm starting to like talk about it and whatever the case may be is because I started to think about it's not really that much like of a problem. You know, I'm still getting more work done, still saving up money, whatever the case may be is. But then
still
I kind of just started
porn.
To sit and
okay.
think.
Now, have you had a girlfriend recently when you had this issue?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
how
well,
did you deal with it?
You
keep masturbating a lot or did you cheat on her? Like,
No. I never really. No, I don't cheat. I don't do any of that. Yeah, I just, you know, continue masturbating. That's whatever the case may be.
All right.
It does kind of bring up issues, like in the bedroom, and whatever the case.
Mm-hmm. What kind of issues?
Well, to where it's not finishing.
Oh, you can't finish with a lady.
At times.
Oh no! Yes, dude, this isn't good for you. This porn is desensitizing you. I'm telling you this because I'm concerned about your well-being. Yeah, I don't think this is good. I think porn is the biggest. One of the biggest culprits for young men.
Yeah, much like you said, it desensitizes you.
Yeah.
So now your level of arousal, you need like the kinkiest, freakiest stuff out there to get you
basically.
Where you need to be. And just having regular sex with girlfriend Sally is not going to get you there.
No,
and then she's
going to
think it's her. And that's not the case either. I mean, it is kind of, but you know, it's also you. It's mostly you.
Yeah. But I just really just believe that if I kind of start doing this and start writing, start directing, whatever the case may be, is into it because I've always wanted to do that anyway. You know, this would just be a start up and a leg up that it'll
see.
I get pushed like into the right direction.
This is what he's trying to do, Will. I can see it now. He's
trying to
thinking,
rationalize it.
If I love porn so much, but then I turn it into work, then every time I see porn, I'm going to be like, ugh. Work. I don't want anything to do with work. And you'll create this sort of, you know, that's going to be work life and you won't want to do it anymore. I mean, I'd love for you to try out the theory and then call us back and let us know how it works because I don't think it's going to work, but I'm interested to know.
Yeah. Matt, I think you should go to a psychiatrist and have him talk to that, see what he says.
And you guys didn't even ask me what type of porn I'd be doing. See, it's nothing with me being involved, as you guys asked before, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
It's really more of just female, just solo female, whatever the case, kind of similar to like a casting couch type situation.
Okay.
Because I think about it from the legal perspective of it. Then I got to get them tested if I was to, you know, do all that and have to go to their doctors and they can tell me yes or no. They can't tell me anything legally. Because of HIPAA and whatever
the
case may
be. Okay, so it's female on female only is what you're interested in writing for?
Female solo.
Female solo.
Oh, female solo.
Maybe we could set them up with Jessica Stardust. That's what she does.
Why do they need you if they're doing female solo? They can just set up a cam and record themselves.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, because I'm going to be there directing
supervising,
it.
Right,
I mean,
directing
they don't have, because well, they don't have the equipment, what are they going to use, their iPhone?
Yeah, exactly. That happens all the time.
And maybe this
I
would
know
work,
that
Matt.
Because I have Snapchat, right? And I buy premium Snapchat, so I know.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
Well, and maybe Matt could give some insight to these gals because they're gals. You know, you can say, like, this is what dudes are in. Like, it's not really that complicated, really, mostly. But
I think anything that they're doing, guys will like. You know?
Yeah, no, that's true.
No.
Yeah.
Trust me. I bought some of these girls' premiums, and they're, like, really, like, amateurs. And sometimes I even, like, give them notes. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll talk to them. I'll type to them. Like, I'll just be honest with you.
Okay.
And, I asked you, way back when, I don't know if you remember, but what your PayPal was or whatever the case may be, is I was supposed to get like an email for it because I wanted to buy things. I like the fact that
you're that guy.
Matt. Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah.
We definitely remember. Absolutely.
I was supposed to get 10% of that.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like in the same realm of stuff. So
right.
Like, what I like to do now is I like to find girls kind of like online women. I should say not girls, women,
uh-huh.
You know, whatever the case. And they don't usually do that. And I like to kind of throw money at them, kind of make them do
it. Okay. Yeah, I'm not interested. At first, I was a little bit interested, not interested at all. But
I'll do it, Matt.
You can give it to Will. Give it to Will.
Send me money. I'll send you pictures of my dong.
Solo mail doesn't bother me either. As I said, it doesn't matter. It's all in the air by now.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Matt. We appreciate you.
Go talk to a psychologist.
Yeah, talk to a doctor.
I'm worried about you.
Talk to a doctor, buddy. All right. Thanks
luck,
for calling
take
in.
Take care, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Love the
Thank you. Sorry. Didn't mean to cut you off. You're on Stay Woke. Who's this?
Hey, it's Bong Man. Wanted to get in before the final
Bong
bell.
Man,
Bong
what
Man.
Up?
What's up, dog?
What it do? I'm calling in on the sex edition thing.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, for a while, I had a porn problem as well. I mean,
okay.
For about a while, I mean,
whole life,
10 years probably.
All right.
Yeah,
so,
but it would be like, okay. it would be in my free time. So whenever I had free time, that's when I would do it. So I was probably getting maybe two, three max, because after three, then it started to hurt a little bit.
Okay.
That's pretty average, I think, for a lot of guys.
Right, but then, like, whenever I would do it with a girl, it wouldn't be the same. So that's when I really started to feel it. I was like,
So what was the resolve? Did you go to a doctor? Did you sort yourself out? How did it all shake out?
No, I work 60 hours a week now, so.
You just don't have time.
I don't have time, exactly.
Okay. Nice. You just outworked your addiction. There you go.
Oh, no, I still get it in when I can.
Yeah,
it's
of course, of course. Yeah,
it's,
but you don't have much downtime. Yeah. So it's and I feel like if you're really preoccupied on a lot of different things and you're, you know, not that you're necessarily stressed, but a lot of times if you're working, you're stressed out about stuff. You're really not thinking
you're
about
not even
sex.
Really thinking about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that when you have less time to relax, then that's when you kind of, you know, get it in and stuff like that.
Yep.
I got
you,
man.
Got it.
That's great. Keep grinding both ways. All right.
All right. Love y'all. I'm on mushrooms. Love y'all.
All right. Love you too.
Bye,
dude.
All right. There we go. Stay Woke. Midnights on weeknights. 102.5 The Bone, theboneonline.com. Download the Bone app. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @home_made_man. I'm still trying to find a new handle, but I don't know. I guess I'm not that clever. I have a segment called Car Time, so I don't know what to do. Plus, you got all these stickers. Oh, stickers and magnets and stuff. Get at me. Hit me up on the DMs. Send a text message. Whatever, get a hold of me somehow. Visit hmbradio.com if you're interested in having some HMB Radio magnets and stickers. I will send you some just for free, just so you can have them. I want you to have them, so please do that. And subscribe to the podcast, because like I said, there's extra podcasts coming out on that feed that will only be available at hmbradio.com. Make sure you check out the website as well in the news section, because the blogs are going up periodically. I don't really have a set schedule, just whenever I see something that I think is interesting, I put it up there. So make sure that you do that and follow me over there, Instagram, Twitter, at @home_made_man. Follow Radio St. Pete, Radio STPETE on Instagram and Twitter. And on Facebook, same thing. I have a Facebook, HMB Radio. You can just find it, click the like button. These are little things that only take 1 second of your time, and they really, really, really do help me out. Sharing these podcasts and content that comes out on Twitter, tiny stuff that you can do to help, and I really thank you for it. And if you don't like it, just don't do anything. I can hear your silence, and it's excruciating. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. And I think with that, I'm going to go. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. And if you're listening on podcast, thank you. I hope you have a great week and a great life. My name is Will Koontz. This is HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com. Take care. See ya. Bye.
Have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.